Thank you, gentlemen. The runner-up of the 2008 McDiarmid Young Scientists of the Year Award is Matthew Brody of Mass University. As we've heard, Matthew invented a system for measuring athletes' movements in alpine ski racing, offering ways to improve performance, reduce injuries. It's called Fusion Motion Capture, and it measures activity by blending data from sensors attached to the athlete's limbs, a GPS device on their helmet, pressure-sensitive insoles on ski boots. The technology can help skiers boost their speed through more efficient use of gravity when turning and through improved body position. Let's just have a look at the work that won Matthew the overall runner-up prize.
Stand and analyze the biomechanics of alpine ski racing. This hasn't been able to be done before because traditionally cameras are used, which are novel for ski racing, because you need 40 or 50 synchronized cameras to capture the athlete's movement. Instead, we got these motion capture sensors, which we attach to the athlete's limbs. They're small, about the size of a matchbox, and we combine that with GPS insoles in the athlete's boots, and this whole system's called Fusion Motion Capture. The sensors I use, they contain accelerometers and gyroscopes, so we're directly measuring acceleration and rotations, which are very close to the forces and torques that drive human motion. The moment the athlete's finished his run, he's able to get feedback on it. I was fortunate enough to get two volunteers from the New Zealand Alpine Ski Team. This is the first time in the world that it's been possible to capture the motion of a complete ski run, and there's been a lot of interest from people all around the world. I can see many uses for it in terms of the film industry or the computer gaming industry as well. It's just really exciting. It's something we're doing in New Zealand is ahead of what people are doing all around the world. Motion capture in an alpine environment is probably one of the harshest environments on the earth. It's cold, it's windy. At one stage, the athlete crashed through a gate and broke the data logging equipment. The cable's snapping because of the cold weather. We can't get things wet, we've got to keep them dry, so we had to make special protective casings. 3 years ago, I never would have thought about applying to the Young Scientist of the Year award. I've just made the most of the opportunities as they come along. This project couldn't have been possible without the help of so many different people and organisations. I'd just like to thank them all. It's quite amazing when you turn up to one of these conferences and present a little bit of your research, and the reaction you get from people, they're just really impressed with what we're doing here.
You weren't just having fun in the snow. It was hard work going on.
Yeah, since I started this research, my skiing skill level has declined.
Yeah, right.
It's true, once you start to try and write a thesis, you don't have time for much else. I think the judges actually asked me that in the final interview. I'm not sure if they believed my answer because they looked at me similar to the way you look.
How did you come upon the idea?
I spent several years as a ski race coach and a ski instructor and ski patroller. Actually, first I was an engineer, and then I gave up that job to chase the endless winters. And I participated in many different countries, and I saw all these different ski methodologies. And being an engineer, I thought there must be some science to skiing. So I tried to make a mythology rather than a mythology of skiing. But then I said 3 years ago, I never would have thought I'd be here. My original topic was to do with skiing, and then I found that there was no system capable of actually measuring skiing, so it was a first big mistake. And as I've said, that mistake leads to me being here tonight, so that's rather fortunate.
There are no mistakes, just opportunities. Did somebody say that?
Every cloud has a silver lining.
Well done. Congratulations.
I'd like to thank my beautiful fiancée, Emily. Because she put up with quite a lot, we had our three-month-year-old baby just on time for me to go on a research trip to Europe when I went to England, Italy, Austria and France. So she's put up with a lot. And I'd also like to thank my family and supervisors.